We are speaking this morning with Chris Rhodes, who is the CEO of the American Indian Cancer Foundation. March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and certainly a fitting time to speak with her about the issues of cancer affecting the American Indian community. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning. Life is good this morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about your research and about the American Indian Cancer Foundation. Is cancer a very prevalent issue in American Indian communities more so than in others, or is it just one of those ways in which you'd like to support health in every way in the American Indian community that you can in particular?
Right. Cancer in American Indian communities has been a hidden disease, and while cancer has always been present in our community, or has been present for many generations, cancer has become the leading killer of American Indian women in the last couple of decades, and this is at a time when cancer death rates are going down in every other population.
Oh.
So we're really trying to figure out what we need to do and how we can work together to solve this problem.
Now, I've spoken with many others over the last few years about issues of diet in Native American life and how the Western diet that has been introduced into the American Indian community has been a big issue in terms of obesity, in terms of poor heart health, and all the ways that fatty foods and enriched flours and things like this just don't really jibe well with the body of the American Indian. Is that one of the reasons that cancer rates are climbing, do you think?
I definitely believe that is so. We definitely stress focusing on our indigenous foods. Those are the foods that keep us healthy and strong. We really like this campaign that's out in Indian country called Feed Your DNA. So really think about the foods that our ancestors ate. And if our ancestors wouldn't recognize that food, maybe we should think twice before putting it in our mouth.
Well, that's actually advice that's probably true for many Americans of any color, of any background. Certainly there are lots of foods these days in the world that are not natural at all. So now the cancer rates that are climbing, food is part of it. What are the other issues?
Well, one of the things that we know we can change right away, well, we know tobacco, commercial tobacco use is harmful and is American Indians, and especially in this part of the United States, are smoking at much higher rates. So we really have to do something about helping support people quit and helping the next generation avoid using tobacco in this way.
Right, and certainly tobacco has a very important spiritual use in the Native American community, but you're talking about speaking of commercial tobacco, cigarettes,
yep,
and things like that.
Yes, so we are always talking about protecting that sacred use first and foremost, and then it just recognizing that that's very separate from this addictive commercial tobacco use of smoking cigarettes on a regular basis.
Mm.
The other issue that we really can get a handle on right away, and I think that's what we wanted to really get to today, is about screening. And we have screening available that can catch cancer early when it's easy to treat and survive, and that's really where we're seeing the difference in our communities. We're seeing too many late diagnoses because cancer screening hasn't happened on a regular basis.
Well, now, screening, that's an issue that for many is a bit confusing. Is it more important to screen earlier and earlier? Because I understand, too, that cancer rates in younger people across the board are rising as well. Should we be having people screened for cancer even earlier in life than we think usually is the case?
Absolutely. In many cases. So I think people need to speak with their healthcare provider about this. And if you have a cancer history in your family, I think it's really important that you're talking about screening earlier. And there's been news out in the media last week about earlier onset of specific types of cancer, such as colon cancer. And this has been proven in American Indian communities, such that the Institute of Clinical Systems initiative has, which is called the ICSI guidelines, they've approved American Indians and African Americans to start colon cancer screening at age 45, where in other populations it's 50. So American Indians should really think about starting colon cancer screening at age 45, if you have colon cancers in your family history, you really need to get in and talk to your provider about when it's appropriate to start screening. It may be as early as 30. Maybe earlier.
Hmm. Now, you mentioned at the beginning of the interview that in many ways cancer has been sort of a hidden disease in the American Indian community. Why is that the case?
I think there definitely are cultural taboos about whether or not we speak this word, the C word, whether that's okay to do. And the cultural teachers that really advise those of us at the American Indian Cancer Foundation and many of the health communities have said we need to start talking about it in order to changing the outcomes, because we need people to take control of these issues and go in and get screening.
We're speaking with Chris Rhodes, the CEO of the American Indian Cancer Foundation. Are there places that people can go for more information? Is there a website we could check out?
Absolutely. There's AmericanIndianCancer.org and PowwowForHope.org. There are a number of tribal health systems within each of your areas as well that offer a wealth of information.
Well, thank you so much, Chris. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care. Chris Rhodes, the CEO of the American Indian Cancer Foundation, speaking with us today about the high prevalence of cancer in the American Indian community and early screening being a great opportunity to try and detect that earlier and earlier in life.